Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how a narcissist's manipulation can get better in time and also with their experience. So understand this. The way you're educating yourself by following narcissistic abuse awareness pages or reading up on narcissism and everything like that, you got a lot of narcissists that are doing the same thing. I have a ton of narcissists that actually follow my page to learn how to manipulate better. And you will see certain signs of these type of narcissists if you're getting to know somebody or you're dating them. Because when you listen to what somebody says, what comes out of their mouths, they actually tell on themselves. And you've got to be in tune with it. And what they do is they'll bring up certain words that a lot of narcissistic abuse awareness influencers use, such as empathy, accountability, manipulation. So when you're getting to know somebody, okay, if they bring up the term narcissist a lot, if they bring up accountability, if they talk about how empathetic they are, or they say something out of the blue like, oh, I have a lot of empathy. People that talk like that usually understand what narcissism is, and they've read about it, and they're using that to fool you, and they're going to try to test you to see just how much you know about narcissism, and this way, they are going to mold themselves and mirror themselves into being the exact opposite of what a narcissist is. And this is how they try to fool people, okay? Because maybe you brought up to somebody that you're getting to know, oh, my ex was a narcissist and everything like that, and they use manipulation. What is that person going to do if they are narcissistic? They're going to portray the exact opposite of being a narcissist. So if they know about it, they're going to talk about how empathetic, how they went out of their way for their ex, how they did special things for their ex, and how their ex didn't appreciate them, or their ex was a cheater or something like that. But when you hear those kind of words come out of their mouth, empathy, accountability, manipulation, anything, any kind of terms that we use, or mirroring or projection or anything like that, you know, that is a red flag, okay? And especially if they're bringing it up out of the blue, that is a red flag that you could be dealing with a narcissist that's trying to fool you. Now, a lot of people say to me, well, do narcissists get better in manipulating? And yes, they do, okay? Because just like you learn from your prior relationships, they learn from their prior relationships what works and what doesn't work, okay? Understand this. A narcissist, They're a studier. So whoever they're around, they're constantly studying you. They're studying your reaction to things. They're studying you to see how much you'll accept. They want to see how naive you are, okay? Because the more naive you are, the more they feel they can get over on you. And some of them, again, if you listen to what they say, it gives you clues. Like if you're dating somebody or you're getting to know somebody and they bring up the thing, they bring up something and they say, oh, you know, you're so innocent, or you're so naive, or you're so gullible, or something like that. When somebody brings up and says something like that to you, the first thing that has to come into your brain is they think they're smarter than me because they're putting me down in an indirect, subtle type of way by saying, you know, I'm naive or I'm gullible or something like that. And especially, this is why I tell you guys, don't tell somebody new that you're dating about a prior toxic relationship in the beginning, okay? Because whatever you tell them that you went through, they are going to try to be the opposite of that person initially to try to fool you into thinking, oh, you know, they're different. I'm not like those other guys, or I'm not like those other women. And a lot of them, again, they will show their hand because they'll say things like that. When you, one of the common lines of a narcissist when you're dating them is to say, well, I'm not like your ex. I'm not like those other guys, or I'm not like those other women, okay? What they're going to do is once you tell this person about all the toxic things that you have been through, they are going to try to portray the exact opposite of what you went through because their goal is to win your trust, okay? So they're going to project that they're going to be something different than what you went through in the past. So don't tell these people about, you know, your prior relationships until you know you can trust them. And you can't trust anybody until at least 6 months. And even 6 months, you don't know somebody, you guys. People don't know somebody even after years. Even when I was in my, you know, past relationship over 13 years, I didn't find out things till later on, okay? So, you know, you have to be in tune with it. You've got to be focused when you're dealing with a narcissist. I can't say this enough. You've got to be focused. And one of the keys is not to tell them too much. Because number one, if you're dealing with a covert narcissist especially, whatever you tell them, they're going to bring up to you in an argument. When you have a riff with a covert narcissist, the first thing they're going to do is bring up your vulnerabilities and your weaknesses. You're giving them ammunition. So you got to keep your mouth shut and talk about on the surface kind of things until you know you could trust this person. And how are you going to know you could trust them? It takes time. Time is your weapon against the narcissist. Because in the beginning, you don't know the narcissist because you haven't watched their pattern of behavior over a period of time. So they're talking a good game. They're good talkers and they sound good. And the first three, you know, months or so, or first 3 to 6 months, they're going to show you consistency and, you know, they're going to be very easy and accommodating. A narcissist is very, you know, accommodating in the beginning, but as time goes by, they switch up, okay? And that's usually after the 3 or 6 month mark, you know, after they feel that they've got you. Once a narcissist feels they've got you, that's when you're going to see the indifference and the coldness, because then they're either bored with you or they're not, you know, they got what they got out of you, or, you know, they're moving on to the other, there's somebody else that they're talking to. So they're not showing you the same type of attention they showed you in the beginning. But yes, they learn how to manipulate better because whatever experience they had with their old supply, they're going to learn from that. And they're going to, you know, switch it up a little bit and manipulate the new supply better. And especially if they dealt with somebody who called them out on things. Okay, this is another reason why you shouldn't call a narcissist out, because you're giving them a heads up of why you know that they're, you know, shady. So if you're giving them a heads up, then they know not to do it in their next, you know, down the road if you stay with them or to the next supply, because they realize, okay, this manipulation tactic doesn't work. I can't use this. You know, it's too obvious or something like that. The other thing is, narcissists also manipulate better by other narcissists that they're around. They learn from other narcissists. A lot of narcissists learn from their narcissistic parents or their narcissistic friends, okay? They learn how to try to fool you by saying, like, in other words, let's say they have a second phone. Oh, this is, I got a special deal for this, you know, down at the phone company or something like that. They'll say things, you know, they learn from other people that they're around. And the more that they, you know, the more they're in the game, the more they're playing the game, yes, the better they're going to become. They're going to see what works and doesn't work in trying to get over on people. And again, like I said, they're going to test you. The more that you let them get away with, the more they feel that they're smarter than you and they could, you know, do more and more. Like, in other words, if a narcissist stays out all night and you don't say anything and you just talk to them the next day because, you know, you're trying to make the relationship work, you don't want to say anything, even though they were supposed to call you that night and they ghosted on you when you texted them and you don't bring it up the next day. Now they know they could cheat on you. So it's like this, you guys, the way that you learn how to, you know, avoid certain toxic people learn how to hide and mask their toxicity, okay? So the number one thing is, understand this, a narcissist is going to pry in the beginning to size up what you're about. They're going to test you. The first thing that you've got to recognize is, what is this person after? You've got to listen, okay, to the conversation that they bring up to you, all right? Are they bringing up sexual innuendos? Then you know they're interested in sex. Are they bringing up financial information, asking you, do you rent a home, do you live alone? Now they're sizing up your financial situation. Oh, how do you afford to pay your bills? Are they bringing up things like, oh, I'd really love to move to your city, or your city's so great, or I'd love to come visit you and see the city? Then you know you're dealing with an opportunist that maybe wants to move to your area because they want to be where you're at and they're not necessarily into you. Or are you just dealing with somebody who's just full of themselves and just wants to know that you are sweating them and you are nothing but an ego boost? So the thing is this, you guys, okay, they're going to see how enthusiastic you are in talking to them. In other words, you're always taking the calls, you're staying on the phone a long time with them. Then they know that, you know, they're getting you hooked, okay? Or you're trying to text them all the time, or you're becoming codependent on them because you're constantly looking for them. That's why I tell you, never beg a narcissist. Because once you start begging a narcissist, then they know they have the control over you, that you need them because you're constantly looking for them, or you're constantly giving them your time. The more time you give that narcissist, the more they know they got you, all right? The more they know that they're important in your life. So the point is, a narcissist is going to observe all these things in you. They're going to see how much time you give them. They're going to see how much you contact them. And that's how they're going to know how much they have you hooked, okay? So they learn how to manipulate by seeing your reaction to things. How much, you know, you're chasing after them. And that's why a lot of them will withdraw a little bit and see just how much you chase them. That's why a lot of them, when you meet them in the beginning, will give you their number and say, contact me or something like this. They love to do this on the dating apps. You're not even having one conversation with them and right away they're giving the phone number like, oh, here's my number, you know, contact me. Because what they're doing is they're testing you to see how enthusiastic you are. The more that you are like, okay, I'm going to contact you right now, or I'm going to contact you, you know, every day or every a couple times a day. How much attention you show that narcissist is how much they know they got you. And the point of all this is then they know how to manipulate, because then they know that, you know, if somebody is not all over them or kissing them, they're going to be more charming, especially if they want something out of you. They're going to hit you with more flattery. So the more you withdraw from that narcissist, the more they're going to try to draw you out, okay, and get you to a point where you are sweating them, okay? So they're going to gauge by the attention that you give them. And also, they're going to be listening to what comes out of your mouth. Are you, you know, calling them out on things? Why didn't you call me last night or this or that? Then they know that, you know, you are not somebody that they can play games with. But if you're a very laid back person, then they know that they can get over it. So the point is they're going to study you, and they're going to, just like I tell you, you need to study them. They're studying you to see your reaction to things and to see what comes out of your mouth. Okay. They're going to test you. They may say something like, oh, you know, I don't know how I'm going to pay my telephone bill. And they may be moaning and groaning and being a covert narcissist and playing the victim. Oh, poor me. And they want to test your empathy to see how empathetic you are. Are you going to say something like, well, you know, maybe I could help you out with something? Then they know that they are able to manipulate you, that you have a heart, or that you really are into them, that you're willing to give to them. So yeah, they're going to study you and be able to manipulate better. And the narcissists that are the best manipulators are the ones that are able to read people, okay? And they're able to do that because of their experience, either their childhood experience, seeing it done in their families, or just because they have a lot of relationship experience because they dealt with a lot of different people. So the bigger a narcissist or player, when we're talking about players that are narcissists, the more, you know, experience they have in dealing with different people, the better the manipulator they are. And like I said, a lot of them follow narcissistic abuse coaches because they want to learn how to counteract what we tell you guys, all right? Like when we tell you, look for somebody with empathy, or look for somebody who's consistent, or something like that. They say to themselves, oh, I got to be like this. I got to show empathy. Oh, I got to be consistent. This is how I'm going to fool them. I got to be really, really nice and accommodating. But what is your weapon? Your weapon is time, because they can't keep it up. A fake person can't keep it up. It's just like a liar. Eventually, a liar gets caught because they forget their lies. So when you're a liar, like Judge Judy says, you better have a good memory, okay? And a lot of them don't. And a lot of them don't even remember what they're telling you. Sometimes they don't remember if they told it to you or to somebody else. This is how they fuck up, okay? Because the truth, what's in the darkness, always comes to the light, because that's not their true self. And their true self, their true character, comes out over time, and then they get tired of putting on the act, or they get tired of having to deal with you because maybe it's not easy to get a supply out of you, or they get tired and bored of you because narcissists always need excitement. And that's when you're going to see the true ugly core of that narcissist, when they don't need you or they're bored of you. Then you're going to see the real wickedness of who they are come out, okay? And all that manipulation that they did doesn't mean anything, because the mask is off. They're getting wicked with it because they're not getting a supply, or they got the supply, so now they don't need you. And it's like I tell you guys, when somebody doesn't need you, when a narcissist doesn't need you, that's when you're going to see exactly who the fuck they are, okay? And that's why a lot of them will leave you for dead when you're going through something rough, or, you know, you need their help. They're going to abandon you, all right? Because they don't want to put themselves out. Narcissists do not want to have to sacrifice. That's why you can never be in a loving relationship with a narcissist. Because to be in a loving relationship, each partner has to give. And a narcissist doesn't want to give. They only give in the beginning if they give it all. And it's because they want something out of you, or they just want to conquer you and know that they got you in their pocket, that you're at their beck and call, or, you know, they want to know that they got you, they won you over. It gives them an ego boost. But once they know they've got you, once they know they don't need you anymore, and once that narcissist has other options, they will show you indifference, or they will get wicked with it, or they'll abandon you. So that's when you're really going to see the true core of that individual. And that is why time is your weapon. I can't say it again, you guys. The more time that goes by, the more the narcissist gets tired, the more the narcissist can't put on the act. So a narcissist can follow all the narcissistic abuse coaches in the world, and they can try to, you know, counteract, you know, trying to look like a narcissist by, you know, being consistent and having you on the phone and being accommodating and all of that. But in time, they can't keep it up. They can't keep it up. And that's why I say never judge somebody in the first 3 to 6 months, because you don't know that person. It takes at least 6 months to a year and longer. If you're thinking about having a long-term relationship with somebody, you need at least 2 years under your belt to see that person's pattern of behavior, to really kind of have an idea of who you're dealing with, okay? Never, ever jump into a relationship, because you can put yourself in a spot where you end up codependent on the narcissist, especially if you're relying on them financially, okay? You know how many people the narcissist rushes, gets married, gets them pregnant, and now they're stuck, they can't get out, and they see a whole beast after that, a whole different person come out where they're treating them like shit because they know they can't go anywhere. They got them. Financially, they can't leave, or they have children and they can't leave. Once you have kids, it's a whole nother ball game, okay? It's a whole nother ball game. So if you dealt with a narcissist and you got out and you didn't have kids, you're one of the lucky ones. But for the rest of us, me included, all right, when you have kids, you've got to deal with this fucking person who is, you know, going to try to make your life miserable, because they're going to resent you for the relationship breaking up. They're going to disparage you to the children. They're going to be difficult with visitation. They're going to have you in divorce court spending thousands of dollars on lawyers. So you guys, I tell this to all the people out there that is dealing with a narcissist and you haven't, you know, had kids with them or married them. Do not get in it when you see those red flags. Your red flags are your sign from God that this person is not right. Trust your gut, okay? If you feel like the person is telling you one thing and doing another, that is a red flag. If they're telling you they love you, but then they make excuses why they can't see you, that is a red flag. It is not what they tell you. It is what they show you with their behavior that tells you who they are, because anybody could talk shit, all right? Can't say this enough, all right, you guys? Don't be a sucker. Don't believe what comes out of these people's mouths. The minute that you see any kind of shady shit, all right, they're unreliable. They disappear. They ghost. That is your red flag. Oh, this person just ghosted me. They're not picking up their phone on all night. Oh, this person is making excuses every weekend why they can't see me. This is a red flag, because when somebody really likes you, and I can't say this enough, I don't care how fucking busy they are, they will make time to see you. Understand that, all right? Like, I am a very busy person, but if I really like somebody, I am going to make time to see that person, okay? So stop with the excuses, all right? Because that's another thing too. People let things go because the narcissist, you know, they tell you that they're sick and then, you know, that you don't hear from them all weekend. Perfect excuse to disappear and say they're sick, okay? Now, I'm not saying people can't get sick, but if you see like it's a pattern of excuses, you got to say there's something up. They got something else going on, or they may have somebody else, or they're just not into me. They're breadcrumbing me. They're telling me one thing, but yet they don't see me, or they're showing me with their actions, or if they're talking, you know, to you in a nasty way, and then the next minute they're really nice to you, okay? It's not by the niceness, it's the fact that you got to say to yourself, why were they so nasty to me? Okay, they're taking things out that aren't going well for them out on me. And if it happened before, it's going to happen again. Okay, this is what when we talk about hot and cold. They'll be really nice to you to keep you around and draw you in. But then once they got you, they treat you like crap because now they know they got you or they're angry about something. And then the minute you pull away, they're drawing you back in, but they're not changing their behavior, okay? And this is how they learn to manipulate because they study you. They study your reaction to things. And when you pull back from them, then they know, okay, let me manipulate a little better. Let me be more charming and be real nice to that person. But when you just let things go, then they know they can get over on you, okay? So they learn by experience. Narcissists learn by experience, and also they're educating themselves by following narcissistic abuse pages and listening to narcissistic abuse podcasts. And actually, I even had somebody, I had a guy on my Instagram say to me, oh, I love your page because I learn how to manipulate women even better, okay? So what's your weapon against them? Time, okay? Because they may seem wonderful in the beginning and they may be doing everything and it's hard for you to figure out, oh, is this person real or not? In time, if it's consistent in time over 6 months, then generally it's real. Then the other thing you have to look at is what's your situation and what's their situation? If you're financially doing well and they're not doing great at all, you got to question that as well. Is like, why are they being so nice to me? Do I have something that they want? Okay. And the ones that are after money are very, very good manipulators. They know, they get into it and they really pour on the charm. Okay. The people that are the narcissists that are after sex, you know, they're very on the surface. The conversation's on the surface. They're, you know, they're in it and they're out. They're in it and they're out. There's the charm, they get the sex, and then they pull back, all right? And then they disappear or they give you excuses why they can't see you. It's always quick with the sexual ones. But the ones that want the money, the supply of money, or a place to stay, or you invest in a business, or they're looking to move into your house or something, they're going to be the ones that learn how to manipulate because they know they've got to earn your trust. In order to earn your trust, they've got to put the work in, and they know that, okay? And they know that because they've tried it on other people, and they've seen what works and what doesn't work. And yes, they learn to be better manipulators, and they see from prior experience what works and doesn't work. So you guys, when you're dealing with somebody, and they bring up the word empathy, or they try to pretend like, oh, you know, I'm so empathetic. I was so empathetic, you know, to my mother when she was dying, I was taking care of her all the time. Or they try to bring up your kids, right? A lot of them try to use your kids to try to win you over or something like that. You're dealing with a fucking manipulator. Understand that. When you're dating someone, their interest should be in you, not your kids, all right? And that's also a red flag too. You could be dealing with a pedophile. So you don't bring anybody around your kids until you know them at least a year, okay? You know how many narcissists that are pedophiles that target single parents so that they can get with their kids? There's a lot of them out there, all right? So if they keep bringing up your kids or something like that, and they're not really, it's more the kids than you, that is a red flag. You could be dealing with somebody who could be a pedophile And that is a dangerous situation. You do not bring anybody around your kids or into your home until you know them at least a year, okay? So yeah, they learn who they can manipulate and who they can't manipulate by looking at to see how gullible you are. And if they call you gullible, they call you, oh, you're so innocent. Oh, you know, you're so naive. Or you tell them a story about your past, how you know, your ex got over on you. They're going to be, you know, a narcissist is going to be salivating because they're going to say, oh, if their ex got over on them, oh, now I know how to manipulate them better. Now I know what works and what doesn't work because she just told me or he just told me what they did. So I'm going to do it a different way. So keep your mouth shut and don't tell them about your past. All right. Trust me when I tell you, because that's how they learn to manipulate even better. All right. And I'm losing my voice, you guys. I hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button and share the podcast. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.